Oma, are you home? Anybody home? It's your grandson, Steve. Oma?
Come on in. I'm in the kitchen, sweetie, and I've got fresh baked cookies.
Oh, Oma. Oh, you got cookies?
Hello there, little Stevie. Oh, so good to see you. Give Oma one right here. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I've got the cookies for you here.
Oh, Oma. Oh, thank you.
No, thank you for coming and seeing me, honey.
You know what? I would never miss coming over, especially when you're baking cookies.
Oh, always good to see you. You know, I made your favorite today. I made your favorite. It's the, the oatmeal raisin. Mm. Your favorite? Because you're my favorite grandson.
Well, Oma, those are my favorites, but I am your only grandson.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But I love calling you my little Stevie.
Oma, you know, I am growing up now, and I do have my own job. I'm out of college, and you're just going to have to stop calling me little Stevie, if that's all right.
Well, I know. You're all grown up these days, but you're forever you're going to be my little Stevie. Okay? So here, have a cookie.
I'll have another cookie. Thank you. Okay. So, Oma, you texted me, I came over because you don't text a lot, but you said you wanted to tell me something.
Well, you know, I want to talk to you about something, but, you know, it's something that we can work out over a game of dominoes.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's shake the bones. Unless you're afraid to be beaten again.
Me? Lose at dominoes? To you? Are you kidding? Bring it on.
Well, shake them up. Shake them up and let's play. Yeah, no dealing under the table.
No. You did teach me the game, and I've been playing since I was 8, and I've been beating you since I was 10.
Oh, dream on. You know, you've always been a good student of everything. Everything I've tried to teach you, little Stevie.
Well, you have been teaching me a lot, and I have always appreciated that. And, you know, I remember you taught me how to garden, how to pickle cucumbers.
Yeah.
And even how to fix my pants. Remember that time I got that rip in my pants?
Yeah, your whitey-tighty showed through.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't need to say that. But the duct tape, I mean, you taught me how to just fix that with duct tape on a fly.
That was yesterday.
No. Oma.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
well, you've been teaching me all along, and I love you for it.
Well, I love you, too. You know, that's such an important thing to do, that we pass on the important things about life onto the next generations. Yeah.
Well, it is. Well, are we ready?
Yeah.
Or you got something else?
Well, you know, I guess what I want to ask you to do before we get into that, my checkbook is over there. Will you?
All right.
You give me that? Yeah.
Okay.
I have
in the middle of a domino game.
Well, sure.
Okay.
I need to write a check.
I'm kind of looking forward to this because money for this game, I'm kind of excited about this because we've never played for money before.
Well, we ain't playing for money because I'd be taking your money, but the fat chance you'd beat me anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, you just make out the check to little Stevie.
No, it's, as a matter of fact, I made it out to the church. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it to you. Will you put it in that envelope over there?
Oh, sure.
Put it in the offering tomorrow for church.
To the church?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I am going to be a little nosy. Do you mind if I take a peek?
Well, I was hoping you would ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Well, Oma, that is a honking big check.
Well, for some it might be, and for others, not so much.
You mean to tell me you give this every single month to the church?
Oh, no, little Stevie. No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I was a little nervous there. But can you afford to give this kind of money?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't give that every month. I give it every week.
Every single week
you
give this much?
Yes, sir. And truth be told, I can't afford not to.
Well, all right, I know there's a teaching in here. What do you mean you can't afford not to?
Yeah, I brought you over here with these cookies for a reason, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I guess it was back in the day. Many years ago, before your dearly departed Opa passed away, we was at church one day, and the pastor started talking to us about a sermon. He said it was a sermon given from the hip.
All right, so give it from the hip.
Yep.
I think there's something else going on here. Hip. What do you mean, the hip?
Well, you know, the men carried the wallet and they put it in the back pocket. And the back pocket is by the hip. You know, back in our day, the women, we'd carry our purse and we'd hold it like this and kind of down here, just close to the hip. And so, you know, it was a sermon about giving from the hip.
Okay, so it was a money sermon.
I'd say it had something to do with money, but it was more, little Stevie, about stewardship.
Okay, so it was about money. I've heard that word before. I know that word, Alma. You know that. But, you know, I've never liked those sermons because I've heard them. I've heard them, and frankly, it's my money, and I don't appreciate anyone giving me suggestions or even commands about how I should spend my money.
So it's,
I earned it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. So it's all your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I earned it. I mean, I got my education. I got this job. I make the money. I save the money. It's my money.
So what you're telling me is that God had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with giving you the ability to get an education and to work and to make resources.
Well, I guess he did give me a bit of a start and did give me, okay, Oma, I'll give you that. I will give you that. He gave me that, all that. But so what does it have to do with all this, though?
Well, I think, first of all, the Lord God Almighty would agree that he did give it to you, and it's important that we affirm the fact that he gave it to us as well. But, little Stevie, it all boils down to this business again of stewardship of our financial resources, what God has entrusted to us, that we, well, be about taking good care of it and sharing.
Okay, I want to get back to this check and you and Opa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously this was a big deal for you two. What happened? I mean, how did obviously God changed your heart somehow.
It was big deal. Big time in which we made some transformational changes in our spending and what have you. See, we went to church one day and the pastor was talking about this sermon for giving from the hip. And we, just like you, we got our undies all in a tizzy about it. And we didn't want to
hear.
Well, TMI, I know what, but we didn't want it. We didn't want to hear about it either, especially money with the church and that kind of thing. But he was calling us to think about being good stewards of what God has given to us.
Okay, you keep using that word stewards, and I've heard it before, but you've said it, I don't know, half a dozen times already, and, you know, I don't think I've ever heard it outside the church. I mean, that's a pretty churchy word. I guess I've never understood it, really.
Well, let me tell you this. First thing he said he wanted us to pray about it. Pray that the Lord God Almighty would open our hearts to get in his word, hear about it, read about it. And stewardship is. It is a very old-fashioned kind of fancy church word. But really, it goes down to, it means take care of. It means be an overseer of what has been entrusted to us. And I challenge you just a little bit, little Stevie.
Oh.
We have heard that word outside the church.
When?
If you've ever been on an airplane, if you've ever been on a cruise boat, you've heard it there.
Now, I mean flight attendants. We don't call them stewardesses anymore.
Well, we still do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, and that's what they was called. It was called stewardesses, so it's an old word, but an old word that needs to be warmed up again. It means to care for. You know, those flight attendants and those people on the boat, that they are given a certain number of people to take care of, to oversee.
Okay.
They've been entrusted with them to be good caregivers of them.
Okay, so caregiver, managing, taking care of this group. All right, so you and Opa, tell me more.
Well, you know, the pastor said something about, you know, visiting with respect to everything that God has given us is kind of on loan from him. Everything. Our lives, our bodies, our time, our treasures, even our financial resources. He borrowed it to us for a given period of time. We can't take it with us. Yeah?
No, no. So, all right, keep going.
Well, what happened was that he made a really strong statement. He said that God is the creator and owner of everything. Everything in this earth and in the heavens.
That almost sounds like the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Yeah, creator and owner would be the way to say that, yeah? So it's sinking in just a little bit into your thick skull there. I discovered that as we read more and more in the Bible, really, this is what it comes down to. We didn't have our spending priorities in the right place, and we were sort of given the Lord God Almighty our leftovers.
Well, I just want to remind you that my thick skull was inherited.
From your opa.
Okay. All right. But he said leftovers. What do you mean by that?
Well, leftovers means we weren't putting God first with our giving and with our spending habits. And the work of the church can't go on with just leftovers that people give. You know, leftover after the rent and mortgage, leftover after the car and truck payments, after the utility bills, after insurances, groceries, and all that kind of thing.
Well, those are essentials, Oma.
You are correct. And those are essentials. But so is the first fruits given to the Lord God Almighty. You see what was going on? Those things do have to be taken care of. But what me and your opa was doing was we was putting non-essentials in front of God.
Non-essentials, like what?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, big boy. You know, the travel and the boat and the big vacations. And your opa, that 12th gun that he thought that he needed, but he really just wanted. But then he pushed back on me and said, well, what about those 25 shoes, pairs of shoes you got? You think you need them, but you just want them. And then all the times we eat out, four or five times a week, and this and this and this, after.
Okay, so what was left over after buying that 12th gun, which I inherited that, if you remember, so I'm very grateful for that 12th gun.
You got the 11th one, I got the 12th one.
You got the 12th one, all right. But you all start looking at that first fruits rather than leftovers, okay.
You're connecting the dots, the spiritual dots, little Stevie, good.
Okay, so what then?
Well, what he did then was he talked about this giving chart. He put it in the bulletin that week, and it was a giving chart where you could figure out what your annual income was and your weekly income was, and then see, follow that line across and see what percent that was being contributed to the kingdom work.
You mean like this purple one here?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, and then what?
Well, we followed that line over like this, and we said, uh-uh. So we went back, we looked down, yeah, we followed it again, uh-uh. Yep, sure enough, we was given a whopping 2%. We was drinking milk that was stronger than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what we did was we took the challenge. We took the challenge, and Opa and I, we grew that by 2% more, so we started giving 4%. 4%, we decided we was going to give it every single week, whether we was in church or not. So we made it up when we went there.
So you doubled your giving like that? Just like that?
You know, we did, but it was, of course, with the power of the Holy Spirit and God's awareness and intentional spending habits of all those non-essentials that we were talking about.
So the first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I got to tell you, little Stevie, it's not the same for all people.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, but what people?
Well, I mean it like this. You know, back in the day, in that particular season of life, we could do that. We figured it out. We adjusted our spending of non-essentials, but there was a friend. She was living across the street and down the way just a little bit. Her name was Miss Amy. And oh, Miss Amy, bless her heart. She was a single mom. She had three kids. She worked two jobs. She forked her fingers to the bone just to make the ends meet.
Yeah. Well, so what'd she do?
Well,
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, 4%.
Well, no. She and I talked a lot. And we even talked in our faith, not just about prayer and faith and stuff like that. We also talked about our financial giving. And she just you know, had the rent, she had the bills, she had the insurance, she had all sorts of diapers. She needed to use almost everything she earned for those essentials.
Well, I know when I was first starting out, I mean, there wasn't really anything extra to do.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right. But let me tell you about Miss Amy. What she decided to do, she decided to commit that she was making, I think, what she told me back in the day, it was a long time ago, about $100 a week back in the day. And she was going to commit 1%. 1% every time that the church was open. And whether she was there or not, she'd make it up the next time, every time that plate passed by. Yep, 1%.
So she gave $1. Okay. That had been hard for her.
It was a sacrifice. But, you know, by the same token, when she got back on her feet and was just doing a little bit better in life, she added more as she went on. But I just wanted to give you, she made that sacrificial commitment of that, just that 1% every week.
Okay. Yeah. Well, God is sure kind. I mean,
yeah,
that percentage just went up, though.
Yeah.
For you and Opa.
Yeah, they call that the percentage giving is what they call that. But I got to tell you, little Stevie, on the other hand, there's some people, due to their resources, that they can give maybe 5 or 10 or even 15 or 20 times the amount of that 1% that Miss Amy gave. Just because they can. God's blessed them so much.
Okay. So how did you and Opa get to, that whopping big check?
Well, you know, it took time. Just little by little, we'd increase our percentage every year. And, you know, sometimes because we was farmers and ranchers, sometimes the income was lower. But that's how percentage giving is. You know, 1% of $100 is $1. But 1% of $500 is $5. And so as things went up and down in our life, we were just able to follow along and stick to it, be committed to it.
Well, didn't y'all give, that sounds pretty limiting, though, in terms of what you wanted to do.
Well, we didn't think and look at it like that, little Stevie. You know, we weren't able to keep up with the Joneses and the Garcias and the Atzenhoffers and all those kind of people. We couldn't do everything everybody else did, but we was okay with that. We still enjoyed, we traveled the world from Hawaii to Europe, and goodness gracious, your Opa went on that elk hunt to Colorado every other year. We enjoyed life still.
And I remember you taking me to Disney.
Yeah, we went to Disney. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, Oma, you give me some serious things to think about. It's on my hip, and it's been on my hip.
Yeah.
It sounds like something's going on with my heart, too.
Well, good, because if it just stays on your hip, I want to put you a little kick up there and make that hip go in your rear end up to your head, okay? Yeah.
Oma, you absolutely have a way with words. Always have.
Well, you know, and I just want to remind you too, little Stevie, that sometimes there's special causes, whether that's for the food pantry or for the Grace Center or for a building program, that sometimes we even give even more above and beyond what we regularly commit.
Well, I mean, I know you and Opa. I mean, your faith was amazing, and your faith is amazing, and I want that kind of faith, but that's a lot of sacrifice. I mean,
little Stevie, let me, one thing, the biggest, the most important part about this whole thing is that we do it in response to what God has done for us in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the great sacrifice that he made on the cross for us. We can never outgive God, but we can always respond in that sort of way.
Yeah, because he did give his all. Hey, Oma, I do have to get running. Is there anything else
Just another thing, just a half a thing. I want to pray. I want to pray that when you have kids and grandkids, and I hope you have a whole bunch of them, that you pass on the important stuff to them in life, too. Yeah.
Well, Oma, you and Opa have always been an amazing model of that. And I'll teach them dominoes. I'll have to learn how to bake these cookies.
Well, the duct tape, too, with the whitey-tighties.
And the duct tape. We never did get to play our dominoes. After work today, can I come back and finish this up?
And I'll have some more fresh baked cookies for us, okay?
All right, I will definitely be here.
All right, little Stevie, I love you. Yeah, come back and see you, Oma.
Absolutely, Oma.
Okay.
Love you too.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.